The next 4 days were difficult for Mike. He worried more about pitching against the Peach Street Mudders than he did about any homework or test his teachers could give him. He'd rather write any report, no matter how long, than pitch against the Mudders. The Mudders had played 4 games so far and won them all. Most of the players were big guys who could hit a ball a country mile. They were players like Barry McGee, who averaged a home run a game, and Turtleneck Jones, who was almost as big and tough as Barry.
"I don't want to think about them," Mike said to himself while playing catch with his father in the backyard. "Maybe I'll be lucky. Maybe Coach Wilson will have somebody else pitch."
"Pal, you're worrying too much about nothing," said Harry, who was resting comfortably under the shade of a nearby tree. "Relax. Old buddy Harry will tell you what to do. I'll practically pitch the game for you."
"Oh, sure," Mike thought back to Harry as he caught his father's soft throw. "The great Harry the Airedale, dog pitcher, strikes out McGee with the bases loaded. You're out of your mind, Harry."
"Control, man," said Harry. "All you need is control. I'll tell you what to pitch to each guy as he comes to the plate, and you take it from there."
"That'll be fine, except that I don't have control," Mike grumbled. "All I've got is speed."
"Did you say something, son?" his father asked. Mike shook his head.
"Sorry, Dad," he said. "I was talking to myself."
Sometimes Mike forgot to communicate mentally with Harry and started talking out loud. Mike and Harry had made a pact that nobody, not even Mike's parents, would find out their secret. But sometimes that made for embarrassing moments. At last came the day of the game against the Peach Street Mudders, and, as Mike had feared, Coach Wilson had him pitch. The Mudders were first up at bat, and Mike was scared from the start. He walked the first batter and hit the second batter on the foot, putting him on base too. Then tall, dark-haired Barry McGee strode up to the plate.